welcome to the Hidden in God podcast. This is the show to discuss real life topics of the everyday Christian concerning relationships and issues that we face. Real life, real discussions, real inspirations. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely. Welcome. Let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Hidden in God podcast. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely, and on today, we are talking about real topics, real issues of the everyday Christian. And today, I just kind of want to talk about judgment versus correction. Judgment versus correction. What do I mean by that? There are times where we're talking about when we say judgment, we're talking about judging people, the things that they do, what they say. We know that many people have taken one of the great scriptures in the Word about that God says about judging, and they blot out everything that scripture says and just have taken the word, "Don't judge me." But there are scriptures in the Bible that talk about judging, and it talks about judging judging people according to scripture. And we're going to go there today. And what brought this on was that I saw a post, and someone was upset about a pastor who said that they liked the song Old Town Road. And so they got all up in arms and in an uproar and was calling them lukewarm, and that how people aren't Christians and they don't do secular music, and that's fine and dandy. But that's where do we really draw the line in between? If you feel like there's something wrong, or that a fellow brother or sister is doing something wrong, that we judge them or bring to them a correction. Where's the difference in that? And so I was a bit disturbed by that, because I feel like if you thought that there was so much wrong with it, if you think that this is who this person is, the Bible says if you have an ought with your brother, that you go to them. So instead of going to social media and posting it, and then you get the bandwagon people who want to jump on and they have so much to say, yeah, they're this, this, and that. Pray for them. Pray for them, and if it was something that God was dealing with you about concerning them, and then, you know, he says to go to them because he's bringing correction, then that's one thing. But there is a thing concerning being judgmental. Judging is different than being judgmental, and being judgmental is no different than being like the Pharisees who were judging, and then they had things to say about Jesus, and they had judged him in a completely wrong way. And really, my biggest take on it is that we all sin. We all sin. We all fall short. We all fall short of the glory of God. There is no one sin that is greater than another. So just because that may be what you consider a sin for him to listen to that song, maybe God has not convicted him. Jesus hasn't convicted him of that. That is something that, you know, God has to deal with each person individually. He deals with us as the church, but he also deals with us individually. And that's something that God has to bring to him. He has to bring that to him. But Matthew 7, 1 through 5 says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged." And every word of the Bible is true. It says, "For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." And here was my thing. And I'm so glad that I came upon the scripture, because I'm like, how are you looking at the beam in somebody else's eye instead of, you know, being worried about what's in yours? And then thanks be to God, he knows exactly where to take you. He brought me to Matthew 7 and verse 3, which says, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take that speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye. You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will be see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So we have to be careful before we decide to judge people on what they're doing. How about we have to judge ourselves? Stop and take a look in the mirror and see what it is that we're doing. What is our life by? And concentrate on that, because I guarantee you there is something in your life that is not perfect. There is something that someone else may be judging you for. Just because your sin is not the same as someone else's doesn't give you the right to judge them in that capacity. So I just kind of want to get your thoughts on that today. We can go further into scriptures with that. We can go to Luke 6, 37 through 42 that talks about it. And actually, I'll read it to you so we know where we're going with that. Luke 37 says, 6 and 37 says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will it be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." He also told them this parable. "Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" Again, it says, how can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So be careful. This is probably going to be the shortest of podcasts yet. But I just want to say we have to be careful in when we're judging people and the things that we say and how we're so quick to say what we will not do. Paul says it best, that thing which I want to do right. But there's something in me that even when I want to do right, I do what's wrong. I do what's wrong. And so we have to be careful in what we say and how we look at other people and we're judging what's in their eye, because you too could end up in the exact same place that you're criticizing and condemning another fellow brother or sister for. Take it from me. I know firsthand there are things that I used to adamantly say, I will never do that. I will never do that. That would never be me. I don't understand how people could go there, how they could do this, how they could commit such treacherous acts. And then one day I found myself in the exact place that I spoke and said I would never, ever be, or I found myself doing the exact thing that I said that I would never, ever do. So be careful. Be careful. Not only are you a hypocrite, but you open a door to falling into the same sin as the brother that you were judging. So this is just a little, something that I kind of want to get your opinion on. This podcast is about us having real conversations, talking about our real feelings. So if you come across this podcast and you get to hear a bit about it, let me know your thoughts on it. This is always a conversation. It is always something that your insight is always welcome to, but let it be the truth. I can't say that I'm always right, but these are my thoughts and this is my feelings towards that. But I'm always open to correction, always open to the Word of God, and just learning and gaining wisdom and gaining knowledge, godly wisdom in the things that we do. So what are your thoughts on being judgmental? It's not correction. It would be one thing if it was correction. And we have to know the difference between judgment and correction, and also and being judgmental. So those also are two different things. Judging, where the Bible says that we're supposed to judge, is different than being judgmental and judging people and condemning them for their sin when we too ourselves have sin. And then there is correction. When the Bible says for us to judge and that we're talking to, or we bring correction to, because a lot of people will say they get upset, they're happy with the sin that they're in, don't say anything to them about it, and when you do, when the correction come, when God's bring correction, especially even over the pulpit, when the pastor is speaking a word of truth, and he gets into people's houses. He's all in what we call in your house. He's all in your business. He doesn't know anything about it, but this is the word that God is bringing forth from him. And people will say, it's God's correction. It's God's trying to correct us to bring us back to the right path. But yet we will say that they're judging us. And many people have walked away from the church because they've taken correction as the house being judgmental, and they're judging you, and so they allow the enemy to cause them to walk out of the church. So I want to know what your thoughts are also on in that aspect of when the Bible says judge, or the word comes across to correct, and people see the correction instead of seeing it as correction and being mature in their walk with God, they see it as judgment. And it causes many to walk away from the church. It causes them to want to leave the church. And sometimes they consider that church hurt. They consider correction to be church hurt. And that's the trick of the enemy. It is a trick of the enemy. A trick of the enemy that comes and tells you that correction is judgment, and you're so hurt by it that you leave. The one thing that the enemy wants you to do is to walk away from the church so that he gets you to himself and can have his way with you. So let us know on today the difference between judging people for who they are, their actions, possibly their sins, and being in condemnation, condemning people for who they are instead of focusing on the sin that we have and trying to stay clear of our own sin. And walking upright in righteousness, being actually the judgment that God says that we should be doing concerning the church and correction, mistaking correction for judging. So that's a bit about all I have for today. I try not to keep you for too long. I know, the times are short. We're on the move. We have things that we have to do. So I thank God for an opportunity to share the way that I feel about some topics, be it relationships, be it finances, be it just the everyday things that we face as Christians, the everyday things that I come across in this walk, as we're seeking to walk out this life in Christ with God. I am your host again. I am Dorlita Blakely, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you have not, if you don't know, we have the Hidden in God app. Take the time out to download the app. You can go over to iTunes, Google Play, or to the Amazon store and download the Hidden in God app. I'm telling you, it will be beneficial to you. It is the number one app, Christian app, true Christian app, for encouraging and inspiring us in our walk with God. So pop on over to one of those places. You can go to hiddeningod.com, and it'll take you to the correct link for your phone, and you can download the app. Thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, I will see you. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal day. Whatever you are doing, do it as unto the Lord and acknowledge Him in all that you do. I love you guys. I love you to life. I love you with the heart of God. And I will talk to you in the next one. Have an awesome time. Bye.